Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. When we don't have a vision for next week, next month, next year, life can start to feel like we're just in, you know, kind of in the swamp, and that we're just going through the motions. And, oh my God, I'm working so hard, Brendan. Or, oh my God, Brendan, I have all these reasons to be happy. I already have the great kids. I have a house. I can afford the car payments. I mean, I have all these reasons to be happy, but I don't know, something's missing. I don't feel purpose either. It's usually a disconnect or lack of clarity about your future. And I don't mean 10 years out or 50 years out. I mean, sometimes next month and next year. Really, just sometimes it's just a couple month horizon, and lacking clarity and connection with just the next couple months, or in some cases, if you're a longer term strategic kind of guy, the next year or two. I can feel that. If I feel a disconnect for my next year or two, I tend to lose a connection with purpose, a connection with motivation. I feel like the intentions or the productivity of the day are kind of like, for what? You know, it's easy to go, I'm working so hard, but for what? And that for what, I know, equals vision. What is the vision of your next couple months or next couple years? No one will give you that. It's time to sit down and think about that. It's why you all know I keep a battle board over here on the wall. And my battle board is like, it's basically like a arts and crafts version of a yearly schedule. it's like a big piece of butcher paper with 12 boxes drawn on it. And the 12 boxes each represents 1 month of the year. And I create themes across the boxes. I write the major projects and deadlines up on the boxes. And I write a bunch of my values up there. And all I do is every day, I just kind of stare at it. I'm a person who is really good. Any persons here, you're really good at just living in the moment. I know a lot of people aren't good at that, but I'm really good at just being here in the moment. I've had to teach myself to do that. I'm not as good of making sure I'm connected to my vision or to a longer term plan. I'm like in the moment, I'm a happy-go-lucky kid. But if I lose connection to the vision, to the future, the happiness goes down. I also see that the luck tends to go down when you're disconnected from a vision. So what do? I force myself every day when I come into this office, I'm like in a home studio here. When I walk in, I stare at that and I force myself to just stare at it and think for 5 minutes. I have a little notepad next to me, and I look at where everything is lining up over the next year, sometimes the next 2 years. And I just look at it. I mean, if you walked in, I mean, it's really not an attractive thing. I'm kind of like this. I'm just standing there kind of dumb looking, just looking at it like, hoping something comes into the brain that day. Walking through each month, even if I saw it yesterday, I'm just forcing myself to look out. Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app.
It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com, or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
You know why people tend to be motivated January 1st? Because they're looking out again and they hadn't done it for a while. They were trying to survive the holidays. So they spent October, November, December in the hustle, in the grind, finish the year strong, do the family stuff, have the holidays, exhaust. I'm tired. And then at some point, they find a nice moment, maybe with some green tea and a journal, or away from the kids, or just out on a drive, and they start thinking about the year ahead. And what happens? They tend to get more hopeful. Research shows it's not just more hopeful. Research shows just by doing that, just literally thinking a year out, they become more hopeful, more optimistic, more motivated, and more likely to change. Despite all the stuff that we hear that people don't change, well, that's because they didn't make self-improvement a way of life. They had the inciting incidents, January 1, but they didn't follow up with habits and personal development, so nothing changed 30, 60, 90 days later. No surprise there. But what we found is that act of looking out a year can truly transform how you feel about your life, make you more likely to actually take action. And so I think it's important to really connect that also with purpose. That if you are struggling with a sense of purpose today, you are lacking a routine or a practice to look at your tomorrows. If you are struggling with purpose today, you're simply lacking a routine or practice to look at your tomorrows. I tell everybody, you want to be a better leader. You want to be a better parent. You want your health together. You want to build a bigger business. You want to earn more money. You got to look at your tomorrows way more consistently. Not on January 1 or December 31st, but daily. That's why I force myself to look at a year calendar every day. Because I'm not good at that. And I know that about myself. And sometimes when you're not good about something, you need to create a habit or a routine that you will stick to and find some joy in. So usually before I get to that wall, that battle board, I got a cup of green tea in my hand because I love it. I got a journal next to me because I love that. I love green tea and I love journaling. I'm not so good at the vision part, but I've created the routine. Just like on email, I've created a routine there that helps me go through a process that I know I need to do, but I'm not as good at. Y'all follow? So this is what I'm suggesting to you. If you're lacking vision, we need a practice to look at your future more often. So critical. It's why when you do that morning mindset prompt in Growth Day, one of the questions asks, what's a project I should keep in mind that I'll be doing in the future that I might not be able to do today, but I just need to keep it on the dashboard of my mind? And people always ask, well, when I do this thing, it's kind of the same thing every day. I wrote down, I'm going to write a book one day and I got to write it again and again. I'm like, yes, you have to again and again and again, think about your future. Even if you're not doing anything for today, you know, even if you're not taking the action, say you have to think about it. You know, right now I'm working on some major media projects. I'm not doing them yet, but I'm thinking about them. I take a moment to think about that project, just trying to get in the unconscious, kind of scrolling around back then, to connect me to the future. Because when you feel connected to the future, especially when it's something that you are choosing to go do, to go build, to go manifest, you will feel more purposeful.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course? And to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules. Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.